Outside the National Comedy Center, screens play short clips of well-known comedians like Louis Black.
Congratulations, Jamestown, on the grand opening of the National Comedy Center and the ribbon cutting today. Don't screw it up.
And fortunately, no one did. The ribbon was cut with normal, less than comically sized scissors by museum officials and Governor Andrew Cuomo, who says the center marks the powerful story of realizing a dream.
In the 1980s, Council on the Arts went to Lucille Ball and said, you know, we'd like to do a Lucille Ball Comedy Center in Jamestown. And she said, well, I think you should think bigger. And not just about Lucille Ball, it should be a national center for the art of comedy.
Fast forward to 8 years ago, and Comedy Center Project Chair Tom Benson brought the idea before Chautauqua County's Planning and Economic Committee. One of its members was current County Executive George Borrello.
And, you know, in situations like that, oftentimes things have to be sacrificed when it goes from concept to reality. And I can say that everything that Tom envisioned, every part of that concept is here now, which is amazing. That never happens.
That vision includes a fully interactive experience. Visitors wear a chip-enabled laugh band around their wrist, and as they enter, they're prompted to swipe it in front of a screen and create their humor profile of favorite comedians and funny media. Then it's on to touch screens, a holographic theater, and simulated living rooms.
All the content here is tagged based on algorithms to people's, you know, profiles and sense of humors, and figuring out how that triggers media. You know, if you're somebody that likes parody, likes farce, likes, you know, family sitcoms, whatever your niche is, what kind of content can we come up with to make that person happy, to make them laugh?
Nathan Marshall is creative director for the center and worked with a research team to choose from over 90 years of comedy material and history. That work paid off with some of the first visitors, like Jeannie Marula, who got a real kick out of the exhibits.
One of the most fascinating rooms was those rooms with all little props. It had like the whoopee cushion and everything.
Yeah.
And then you set it on this table, which is interactive, and it tells you the description of the prop, what it's used for, and then in the left-hand corner, it shows you examples of it and different things it was used in. It's very interesting. It gets you really involved in it.
The Comedy Center is a big get for Western New York, but as Borrello explains, it's especially big for Chautauqua County's tourism and revitalization.
You know, Chautauqua County, with its five lakes and many waterways, our biggest tourist season is summer. Now, with the National Comedy Center, this will expand our tourist season and make it year-round.
That means a need for more hotel rooms, transportation, food options, and employees, like Comedy Center staff member Saradin White. She's a Jamestown native and excited to see its downtown area on the rise.
We don't have an actual in-house restaurant. We were recommending people to go and enjoy the local shop and eat and enjoy the downtown. It's improving things, and that's fantastic, and that makes me really happy.
The tourism boom continues this weekend with the annual Lucille Ball Comedy Festival. It includes performances by Lily Tomlin, Dan Aykroyd, and Amy Schumer. So not only will the center itself honor the greats of the art form's history, but its greats of today will be there to honor it too. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.